from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. During his first post-election press conference held at the Mar-a-Lago Club in Florida yesterday, President-elect Donald Trump said that he believes the government knows more than it is saying it knows about the drones and doesn't understand why it's being kept secret. He added that the sightings over his Bedminster Golf Club in Jersey are forcing him to change his plans.
They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Trump said he did not want to comment on if he was briefed on the pesky aircrafts, but he did say the government would be better off revealing what it knows. Just in time for the holidays, dozens of New Jerseyans are being pardoned for their past crimes or having their sentences reduced. Governor Phil Murphy on Monday announced the first round of second chances, the result of a clemency advisory board created earlier this year.
The clemency announcement includes more than 30 people receiving pardons. Governor Murphy says each person has been living outside of the criminal justice system for at least 10 years.
Some of them are veterans, others are active faith leaders or local business owners. And in recent years, all of these individuals have distinguished themselves as upstanding citizens.
Three women convicted of murder will be released from prison and begin a period of parole supervision. Murphy says these women have suffered immense hardship over the course of their lives, and their sentences were too severe based on what we know today. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And authorities have identified more victims of a horrific crash in Newark earlier this month. The Essex County prosecutor says 29-year-old Daryl McKnight, 22-year-old Darnell Carr, 41-year-old Bradley Cunningham, and 31-year-old Veronica Bailey were killed in the fiery single-car crash in Newark on December 6th. Driver Lamar McKnight, a 31-year-old high school football coach, was also killed. The identity of a sixth victim is pending the results of DNA testing. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And how's the weather looking? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A chillier night tonight under a clear sky. Low temperatures will be down into the mid-30s. Early sunshine tomorrow will fade behind clouds. We'll have rain arriving late in the day. High temperatures will be in the lower 50s. We'll have rain during the evening hours tomorrow night, which could lead to some ponding on roadways. And the rain will taper off from west to east after midnight. Low temperatures will be in the mid to upper 30s. A blustery day on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. High temperatures in the low to mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Right now, we have 42 in Berkeley Heights, 40 in Manalapan, 47 in Salem. Fast traffic, instant weather. Every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, brought to you by Brock Farms. It's the Christmas season at Brock Farms. Come see their huge selection of live and artificial trees, beautiful handmade wreaths, lights, and ornaments. Brock Farms, Route 9 North in Freehold, and online at brockfarms.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.